The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Says that in Israel there is a particular tribe whose main ministry is to know the times.
Israel
for Israel to know what they must do.
Israel so
it is all about knowing your times. Very, very important. Like I said yesterday, God has three times, kind of times. Universal time for the whole world. Corporate time for groupings. An individual time. Amen.
Amen.
Universal time for the whole world. Corporate time for groupings. And an individual time. You see, you shouldn't miss your individual time. Your individual time is inside the corporate time. And the corporate time is inside the universal time. The problem of many Christians are that they miss their individual times. Because we haven't developed ourselves to know our individual times. To know your individual times, you must develop that intimacy with the Spirit. Know the Word of God. And be prayerful. Very, very important. Never forget these three things. That according to 2 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32, in Israel there is a tribe whose ministry is
Israel,
to know the times, to know the seasons, and what the people of Israel must do within those seasons. Out of that, I was saying that there are three kinds of times. We have universal time for the whole world. What God is doing at a particular time that will affect the entire creation. Then we have corporate time for groupings. Corporate time for groupings. And the individual times. As you are sitting there. As you are watching. Do you know that God looks at you as if you are the only one he has on earth? I am telling you. God watches you as if you are the only one God has here on earth. As if apart from you, he has nobody. So he is counting on you. When you disappoint him, you have really disappointed him. Get this as a revelation. God sees you as the only one. as the only one. That is why one person, when God finds one person whose heart is so much connected to him, God is satisfied. So let us watch ourselves very well. We are in the last days. The trumpet will sound any moment. But until the trumpet sounds, we must always be in the Lord, be doing what we are supposed to do, and never miss our time. Tonight, we are continuing the prayer that we prayed at the 11th hour prayer parade. Our theme tonight is taking my stand to pray and break out like Hannah did. This morning, our theme during the podcast was following Hannah's example. To break out and break free. Following Hannah's example to break out and break free. So both teams are almost the same. We want to follow Hannah's example again tonight. Hannah took her stand to pray and break out. So we are also taking our stand to pray and break out. By now, we are very conversant with the story of Hannah. According to 1 Samuel chapter 1, we'll read verse 1 to 3. And then we shall jump over.
Na yehuri akoyenim.
There was a certain man from Ramathaim, a Zophite, from the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuf, an Ephraimite. He had two wives. One was called Hannah, and the other Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. Let's jump to verse
5.
But to Hannah he gave a double portion because he loved her, and the Lord had closed her womb. Please underline those 5 words. Underline 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Underline those 6 words.
Or
7 words. Start from end. And the Lord had closed her womb. 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 Verse 6. Because the Lord had closed Hannah's womb, underline all the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Another 7 words. Because the Lord had closed Hannah's womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. Amen.
Amen.
We want to just end here. When you go and read the whole of 1 Samuel chapter 1. We know the story. Beloved, somebody told me after the 11th hour that, in fact, the messages I received, that these are powerful revelations. Somebody told me that her faith has been so built. Beloved, When God himself closes a door, who can open it? When God himself has closed a door, who can open it? When God himself has closed a womb, who can do anything about it? What can you do about what God has closed? Somebody need to write that. What can you do about what God has closed? What can you do? We just accept it like that. Because it is God.
I see
something God has shut down. What can you do about it? I don't even try to do anything about it. Because I don't want to offend God. Because maybe God himself, he knows why. You know, doctrine has taught us that God is sovereign. He does anything he likes. And that God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. As the heavens are far from the earth, so are his ways and his thoughts. Beloved, these scriptures, they have already conquered us. So a door that God himself has closed, leave it there like that. He knows why. This was Hannah's situation. But for the first time, when you read throughout the Bible, Hannah's womb was the only one associated with the Lord closed her womb. Others, the Bible said that Sarah was barren.
Sterile.
Rahel had no children. So and so this.
Rebecca,
you know, when they say
that
somebody is sterile or is barren, like Genesis chapter 11. Let's go to Genesis
11.
I want to show you the difference. Beloved, God is teaching us, so let us learn. The Bible says, the knowledge you have sets you free. Yes, ye shall know what the truth. And the truth shall do what?
Set you free.
When you go to Genesis chapter 11, verse 31. Terah took his son Abraham, his grandson Lot, son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law, Sarah, the wife of his son Abraham. And together they set out from Ur of the Chaldeans. Let's go to, verse 30 of Genesis 11. Now, Sarai was barren. She had no children. Now, Sarai was barren. She has no children. Sarai was barren. She has no children. When you go to Genesis 16, now Sarai, verse 1, Abraham's wife had borne him no children. The same thing applies to Rahel. The same thing applies to Rebecca. Now, when they say somebody is barren and has no children, they didn't associate it with any reason. It means there are reasons why the person is barren. Either it's a curse, it's a foundation, it's whatever. So it is general. There are reasons. But when they have attached God to somebody's barrenness, that this barrenness specifically, it is God, it's finished. That is different. And the statement I am asking again, what can you do about what God has closed?
The
door that God himself has shut, who can open it? Is that not what doctrine and theology has taught us? That God is sovereign. He does as he pleases him. The Bible says when God stretches his hand, who can turn it back? There is a scripture like that. When God stretches his hand, who can turn it back? So, are we all not to just accept it like that? Oh, my. But there is a woman in the Bible whose womb the Bible says that God himself closed. But she did not allow the womb to remain closed. She did not allow the womb to remain closed. She engaged the covenant of God with his children, because she's a covenant God. She's a covenant keep. God is a covenant keeping God. And Hannah was a covenant child of God. Hannah is a heir to the covenant. So she stood as a covenant child of God and reminded God of the covenant, and reminded God of the words that Jacob spoke, or he God spoke through Jacob to Joseph. In Genesis 49, verse 22, that Joseph will be a fruitful vine. A fruitful vine near a spring whose branches climb over a wall. And because Joseph was a fruitful vine, when you read verse 23, what did they do to him? With bitterness, archers attacked him. They shot at him with hostility. This was what his brothers did to him. So, what the brothers and the father, what they did to Joseph was like archers attacking him.
I said,
and when you read verse 24, but his bow remains steady. Jacob's bow remained steady. His strong arm stayed limber. Because of the hand of the mighty one of Jacob. Because of the shepherd, the rock of Israel. Because of your father's God who helps you. Because of the Almighty who blesses you with blessings of the skies above, blessings of the deep springs below, blessings of the breast and womb. Blessings of the breast and womb. This inspired
Hannah.
Even though Hannah and the husband, Elkanah, were Levites, they moved to live in the country of Ephraim. And Ephraim is the second son of Joseph.
Anna Ephraim say Joseph babem autosimi no.
So they adopted Ephraim as their tribe.
Enti omo ti ni say omo abusiakuo ni baako no.
And Hannah stood on the words that God spoke to Joseph.
Enti Hannah jina in sama nyame kasa fa en Jacob muto Joseph no so.
The words that Jacob spoke to his son Joseph.
And some of Jacob, or Casa, actually, by Joseph, and also
Joseph and his descendants.
Hey, Joseph, Nina, see for
these words, these promises inspired Hannah to pray.
Nasa, but say, and a Kenya Hannah Manibom Paye.
But you know what provoked Hannah into prayer?
Now, Nina, my Essena Bufuma, or Bom Paye.
God used the rival Penina.
Yaminam Nukura Penina, so.
You know, because Hannah was not bringing forth.
And I'm saying Hannah not all wanty.
That was why Elkanah married Penina.
And Lintina Elkanah Kowari Penina.
Hannah was the first wife.
Hannah ne Oyira na Odikai.
And Penina started having children.
And Penina be fear say, oh my.
Meanwhile, Hannah was the godly wife.
Nansuna Hannah nyame mu ayere.
And Penina started vexing Hannah or provoking
Hannah.
Do you know that God was the one who incited Penina to provoke
Hannah?
Because Hannah was accepting her situation. We call it negative complacency.
I said,
negative complacency is when you have done everything you can, and the situation remains unchangeable. Then you say, let me just accept it like that. We call it negative complacency. We also have positive complacency. Positive complacency is because everything is going on well. So now I won't go to church.
It is abriming quite sorry.
Now I'm relaxed. I won't wake up to pray.
Sorry, mom, pay you.
So you accept things like that.
Because
things are going on well. That is positive complacency. But negative complacency, you have decided to settle with life as it is. And you know our culture. You know, those are the things we say. As for life, not everything will work. As for marriage, it's like this. As for men, as for women, they are like this. Those are the things the devil has used to settle you and I for less. As for black people, you know.
Oh, yeah,
as for Ghana,
oh,
you know.
Ghana,
the devil has used this thing to settle you and I for less. We have forgotten that we are covenant children of God. So, we are to live by what God has said. Not what the government is saying. Not what the politicians are saying. Not what the media is saying. You and I, our covenant is to live by what God has said, and it is written down. That's why we need Sunday school. That's why we need the word of God. If you don't know the word of God, how do you pray? What do you pray? Hannah. You what Jacob said to Joseph.
Jacob catch Joseph.
And because she and the husband have adopted the tribe of Ephraim.
And
they know that the words that Jacob spoke to Joseph was also for Ephraim.
Now when say asemna Jacob eka kachira Joseph no so eho ma Ephraim fo ni nyina.
So Hannah stood on those words.
Enti Hannah ejina sa asem ne so.
And prayed.
And obon pa ye.
Look at verse 25.
Enti chuma edunu enum no.
Because of your father's God who helps you, because of the Almighty who blesses you with blessings of the skies above, that is open heaven. So Joseph had open heaven. Blessings of the deep springs below, then also earth. Blessings of the breast and womb. Blessings of the breast and womb. It means there will be no barrenness. This was what inspired Hannah.
When I Kenya Hannah,
what do you know about yourself?
And then I will never walk home.
When you open the Bible, which scriptures in the Bible are yours?
Now, Obi Echros enuma, emudia wena eya odia.
The Bible is for all of us.
Na chona so eho ma yeyina.
But there are scriptures that are yours.
Na trust ebi oho a eho ma wo wankasa wonkwa.
You can pick them personally.
Ubetima fa wonkwa wankasa ejina so.
And make them your personal scriptures.
Na wafa na ye wankasa wo trust em a obekin kan bibia.
In addition to the word.
Ah, odi asem no beka ho bi.
God used Penina.
Nyame enam Penina so
to provoke Hannah.
And he said Hannah ebufu.
Because Hannah was accepting her situation.
I say Hannah ajini tibia na tumu.
Sometimes do you know why your landlord or landlady has been chasing you? God wants you to have your own house.
Nyame pese wa onya wa ofi.
You go here, they say leave. You go here, they say leave. God wants you to begin to think of having your own house. Do you know why people gossip about you? God wants you to stand up and say enough is enough. I am telling you. In fact, when I was meditating on this, I got to know that not everything that we think is the devil is the devil. Even is the devil. God allows him to provoke us into action. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. That these things that happened to them, the Old Testament people like
Hannah,
it happened for our example. And they were written down for our warning or instruction. So that all that happened to Hannah is for the example of you and I. And it has also been written down as an instruction or a warning so that we will know the actions to take. Beloved, if somebody's womb was shut by God and the person said no, God, I will not agree. You shut the womb. But I say no. And God opened the womb. And gave Hannah a son. And later, God gave Hannah 3 sons and 2 daughters. But in 2 Samuel chapter 2 verse 5. Hannah said she had 7 children. By another place, the Bible said that after giving Samuel out, Hannah had 3 sons and 2 daughters. So either Hannah had 7 children or 6. But at least Hannah had more than 5. This is a womb that God closed. The same womb. A human being forced God to open it. By persistent prayer. Persevering prayer. Hannah engaged the covenant of God. Beloved, I don't know. Somebody said some of the teachings. Somebody was calling me. She follows Facebook, a judge.
Facebook, so.
This thing you are teaching your people, they are too high for them.
I see now church where they are.
They are even too high for Bible students.
Now because
if they understand this thing,
what is that?
Your people will be the greatest. Yes. I don't know whether you are understanding me. Something God, a door that God has shut. Who can open it? A womb. That God has shut. What can open that womb? But Hannah. Said, I am a covenant child. I have inherited the covenant. These were the words that Jacob spoke to Joseph and his descendants. There won't be barrenness in me. Because there is no barrenness in the covenant. There is no poverty in the covenant. There is no death in the covenant. And Hannah prayed. Whilst Hannah was praying, please listen. When you are praying, 3 things go together. Pray. Listen and act. Pray. Listen and act. Whilst you are praying, be listening to the Spirit of God within you. And be asking the Spirit of God, what steps should I take? Hannah prayed. Listened, and she was convicted or led to make a vow. Let me tell you, one of the surest ways to get your breakthrough is through a vow. Look, one of the things that breaks the unbreakable is a vow. God, this thing, I dedicate it to you. When you do this for me, all of this, I'm telling you, vow. But let me warn you, don't just make a vow. Those who are just talking here, don't make a vow. Some people make promises by heart. I have a friend of mine. We grew up at North Carolina Assemblies of God. I
won't mention his name.
Look, I was shocked that 2 years ago, we haven't met for about 7 years. And we met at Accra Mall. I was shocked that he did the same thing. He's always making promises. Oh, Rev.
Oh, Rev.
When are you at home? I will visit you. Rev, I will come.
Oh, maybe.
I will come.
Maybe.
So and so time, I will come.
Let me see, maybe.
Over 35 years.
This
has been his character.
Oh,
I will do this.
Oh, may
I? Oh, I will do this.
Oh, may I?
He will not.
So
he will not.
Oh, yeah, that.
My wife, we are friends.
We are
We have a name we have given to him.
You would need that to know.
I was shocked that 2 years ago. At a crumble. Hey, Rev! He embraced me. Rev, you look fine. How is the church? You are still in your church at Kotobabi. I say it. Okay, Rev, please. I lost your number. Give me your number. Rev. Let me see.
Rev.
In 2 weeks' time.
Not to me, that
I will call you. I will visit you. Rev. He said the same. 2 years now. 2 years now. 2 years now. That is, see, please. As much as vow and pledge is the easiest key we use to open the door that don't open, don't be too quick to make pledges. Every pledge you make,
he's
standing before God. It doesn't expire. And the devil will use it against you. Like God taught me. Beloved, the underlying thing we are saying is that Hannah broke the unbreakable. Hannah, let me use the term. Hannah was able to corner God. I don't know whether that word would be okay for me. Hannah was able to corner God. In fact, in this Hannah situation, I've come to the point that there is nothing that you can change. When you read 2 Chronicles chapter 7,
2
Chronicles chapter
7,
verse 13 and 14. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain. This is God speaking. When I shut. When I shut. Or command locusts to devour the land. Or send a plague among my people. Verse
14.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. God said, when I shut, there is a key that can open. Somebody should write that down. God said, when I shut, there is still a key that can open. There is still a key that can open. Before we end these 100 days, let the Holy Ghost reveal to you the key that can open doors that are divinely shut. There is a key that can open them. And naturally, I can say, is the key of persevering praying by faith. The key of persevering praying by faith. The key of making a pledge. And maybe other keys. The key of praying the promises of God. That's what Isaiah 62 verse 6 and 7 says. That those of us who call on the Lord, we should give ourselves no rest. And give him no rest. Until he has established Jerusalem. And
made
Jerusalem the praise of the earth. And the same thing that Jesus used to speak in a parable. The parable in Luke chapter 18 from verse 1 to 8. This was exactly what Hannah used. Beloved,
I don't know.
If Hannah prayed
Hannah
a divinely orchestrated embargo,
aye, osro ankasa asise
If Hannah prayed and lifted it,
a
heavily approved embargo, you and I can do the same. I say you and I can do the same. I say you and I can do the same. You see, get provoked and be lifted from that level. In fact, from next month, you will scarcely hear my voice. You are going to hear other voices. Yes, you are going to hear other great voices from here. But this is the season for me.
Now, where Emre Mami?
And I want to make use of it. Beloved, we want to lift the cup. Say, my Father in heaven, I follow Hannah's example.
Hannah
was your covenant child.
Hannah
stood on the scripture.
Hannah
Hannah was provoked into action. And when Hannah prayed and stood on the scripture, you answered her. The womb that you shut, you opened that womb to produce 7 or 6 children. Tonight, our Father in heaven, we lift this cup against any shut door in the house. Any thing that has been shut in the house and among us. Any shut womb. Any shut business. Any shut marriage. Any shut career. Any shut dream. Any shut destiny. Any shut expectation. Any shut dream. Any shut destiny. Any shut life. Any life that has been shut down. In the house. In the house. In the house. Whether by you alone or by the devil. As we lift this cup. As we lift this cup. As we lift this cup. Of the eternal covenant, we break it open. We break it open. Anything that has been shut in the house, we break it open. We break it. Any business, any company, any business, any company, any job, any career that has been shut in the house, either by heaven or by the devil, we are following Hannah's example. As we lift the cup, we break it open. We break it open. We break it open. We break it open. 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 We'll break it up.
Yes. By the cup of the covenant,
Anything in this house, that is being held, in any satanic bondage, any satanic cage,
any witchcraft cage,
any occultic cage,
any occultic cage,
Any womb in this house.
Any womb in this house.
Any business in this house.
Any business in this house.
Any company in this house.
Any company in this house.
Any dream in this house.
Any dream in this house.
Any destiny in this house.
Any destiny in this house.
Any marriage in this house.
Any marriage in this house.
Any husband in this house.
Any husband in this house.
Any wife in this house.
Any wife in this house.
Any child in this house.
Any child in this house.
Any finances in this house.
Any finances in this house.
Any business in this house.
Any business in this house.
Any position in this house.
Any position in this house.
Any promotion in this house.
Any promotion in this house.
Any project 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 in this house.
Any investment in this house.
Any investment in this house.
You see, this is corporate prayer.
We are in Kaboom Empire.
You see, when we pray like this, eh?
Sabo Empire say,
the devil doesn't know what to attack. But when you are praying individually, he knows you are holding somebody in your heart. You haven't forgiven. So that gives him a license, a legal ground to do what? To block you. But when we bring all our prayers together in this house, where does he attack? He doesn't know what to block. Because this is the house of God. In this house. And when we say in this house, we are talking about every member of the house. Every member of the house. Somebody called me. Who follows online? Pastor, I made a supply.
I see me
to a government department. For 3 years now, they don't pay me. Pastor, I want the kingdom of God to move. I just made one declaration. Today, the person called me.
And only
he
said,
Pastor, where have you been? I said, I am.
I said,
do you know that they have approved
my team?
God. Glory.
So you see, when I look at deliverance members, I am afraid now. Is somebody maybe I don't belong to deliverance again. Maybe my ministry has ended. Is somebody from outside? Hey! Hey! God, help her. I don't know what is happening. God help us. I mean, and just simple thing I said. I set the cap of the eternal covenant on that project. Let the cap of the eternal covenant break out. The payment immediately. This was around 1 a.m.
Oh, yeah, we be.
I don't know why the person called me at that time. And it has happened.
And I see.
Hey, God. It has happened.
I see.
So when we say in this house, we are bringing everything together. Yours is inside. Mine is inside. The devil will not know which one to attack. But when it is individual, everybody pray like this. There is a place also for individual prayer. But this week is a corporate prayer. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
And when we also talk about in this house, it includes those who are online.
Amen.
Say in this house,
in this house,
anything that has been shut down,
anything that has been shut down,
any door that has been closed,
any door that has been closed,
for anyone in this house,
for anyone in this house,
any womb that has been closed,
any womb that has been closed,
any business that has been closed,
any business that has been closed,
any investment that has been shut down,
any investment that has been shut down,
any marriage that has been shut down,
any marriage that has been shut down,
any husband under attack.
any husband under
attack, any wife under attack,
any wife under attack,
any child under attack,
any child under attack,
any thing in this house,
anything in this house
that has been caged,
that has been caged,
that has been caged, never to go beyond,
never to go beyond,
never to prosper beyond,
never to prosper beyond,
never to succeed beyond,
never to succeed beyond,
any dream in this house,
any dream in this house
that has been caged,
that has been caged,
any destiny in this house,
any destiny in this house
that has been caged,
that has been caged,
any testimony in this house,
any testimony in this
house that has been caged,
that has been caged.
Any prophetic word in this house,
prophetic
that has been caged.
That has been caged.
Any delivery angel in this house,
angel
that has been caged.
That has been caged.
Anything in this house,
anything
that has been caged.
That has been caged.
By witches and wizards.
By
any principality.
By
environmental powers.
Atmospheric powers.
By the lifting of this cup.
By the lifting of this
cup. We break it open.
We break it
free.
We break it
out of the cage. We break it out of the cage. We break it out of the cage. By the power of the cup. Clap your hands. Break it out of the cage. End
of
marriage.
We break it out of the cage.
We break it out of the cage.
Allah
Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah Allah All that is made for this hour. Any consignment made for this hour that has been changed, kingdom advancement consignment, we break it free. Let the cow 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 of the general covenant break it free. 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 Break it free.
Break it free.
Break it free. Break it free. Break it free. Break it free. Break it free. Break it free. Break it free. Break it free. Break it free. Break it free. Break it free. Break it free. Break it free. Break it free. Break it free. Break it free. Let the cow of the eternal covenant break it free. 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 Every blessing.
Break it free.
Break it free. Break it free.
In the house.
Every destiny helper. Every delivery angel in the house. Yakata kabaya. By blood and by fire, we break it free. By blood and by fire, we break it free. By blood and by fire, we break it free. By blood and by fire, any result, any result, any excellence, any excellence, any gift. Any talent, any answer, any solution in this
house.
Any cage,
any cage,
any bondage,
any bondage,
any imprisonment,
any imprisonment
in this house,
in this house,
in this house,
in this house,
let the cap
of the eternal covenant
scatter it by fire,
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 scatter it by fire.
You know, in Acts 16.
Paul and Silas
were kept in prison.
Don't you fear,
but at midnight,
that's what they saw, man,
they decided to sing
and
pray. The Bible said that there was a violent earthquake. The foundation of the prison, there was a violent earthquake. The prison door flew open. Everybody's chain fell. The cage, the prison was scattered.
Now,
say, any prison,
any prison,
any cage,
any cage
that exists,
that exists,
that exists in this house,
that exists in this house.
Please, beloved, listen to me. When we are, look. You don't know the dream I had. You don't know the dream a pastor had and told me. About two people in this house. What they were doing. To what God has sent to us. Sent to the house.
They
say, pastor, I've been preaching your church. I know those women. I do see them. I can see where they sit. One day I'll come and point and show you. Just this afternoon, the pastor went somewhere to fast and pray. And pray for me. To find out whether something is from God or not.
Now,
and he said, God told him, that thing is for me.
I see that thing outside there, no?
I have made it to go that way.
No,
they
Then he slept.
I know that, yeah.
Then he saw.
I know who, yeah.
That something has come.
Say, Bibi Abba.
Whilst I was going to welcome it,
two
women follow me from inside
and
wait forward to stop
the pain.
You don't know.
Please,
I beg you. Me, I don't like. I like unity. I like unity. I don't like division. No. Look, when you and your friend.
So when you are for.
What I know about you. I don't tell your friend. I don't want your relationship to be.
Look,
I like the way we are in this church. The unity that exists among us. The oneness. I like it. That is my spirit. Otherwise,
yes, sir.
If I want to blow, I can scatter things.
Now, obese, oh, papa, idea, obese, tini, papa.
The other day, I was telling somebody something. And I said, anytime I get angry there, you have been calling me to check me.
When our friend now hear me.
Pray for me. I like that. But when I explain 1, 2, 3,
now, the person,
the pastor, pray for us. Now, I understand why God is not answering our prayers. Now, I understand you. Even you don't get angry, you should have been getting angry. You should have been getting angry every day. Because that thing affected the person herself. It affected the person.
Say,
you see why this your thing went like this?
It's
because of this. Say, hey! Papa, pray for us.
I see Papa bumping my head.
You don't know.
We name cry.
Pray for us.
Oh.
We are going to pray only 2 more prayers. We are going to deal with the cages in the house. And we are going to deal with the agents in our midst. And then we close. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the cage.
In
the demonic cage.
In
the demonic cage.
In
the satanic cage.
In
the satanic imprisonment.
In this house.
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 Let the cup of the eternal covenant and the Holy Ghost fire scatter. Scatter, 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 scatter. Scatter. The cages in
the
this is in the department. In the cage. In the cave. In the imprisonment. Santa Kabaya. Let the tenor come. By the Holy Ghost fire. Scatter, scatter, scatter. Scatter the cages. Scatter, scatter. La pa 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 p
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the blessing. Anything of ours that is being kept in any cage, in any prison, now that the cage and the prison has been scattered, we take it back. We take it back. We take it back in the house. Every blessing in the house, any good thing in this house that has been caged or in prison. Now that the cage and the prison has been shattered, we take it back. 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 We possess it. We take it back. Rakata kabayata. Ayakata kabat. Alaba karabakata. Bala karabakata. Alaba karabakata kabat. Yabraka karabakata. Ilaba karabakata. In the name of Jesus Christ, we walk out our blessings. In the blessing of ours, in this house, that has been caged or in prison by the cup of the eternal covenant, we walk it out. We walk it out. We walk it out of the cage. We walk it out of the imprisonment. Yes, walk it out. Walk your husband out. Walk your wife out. Walk your womb out. Walk your destiny out. Walk your dream out. Yes, walk your position out. Yes, walk your promotion out. Yes, yes, walk your marriage out. Walk your business out. Walk your company out. Yes, yes, yes. Walk your position out. Sakata kaba. We walk it out. 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 We walk out. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You see, these prayers, they go by connecting to the altar. Be connected. Yes. No, I mean, I'm just teaching you something. I'm just teaching you something. Now, say, Lord, we lift the cup.
We lift the cup.
We lift the cup.
We lift the cup.
Let us start now.
Leaders,
lead them to pick the cup right now. Please, everybody be sure. Otherwise, I will suspect you. These prayers, if you are not involved, unless you are sick, unless you are not feeling fine or you are very tired, otherwise, I will suspect you. It's easy to suspect, to look at people physically and suspect, even though it may not be like that. So please, I beg you, because these are serious moments. Shalaba karama shanta, ibaba rakata kabaya kata kabaya, malai karando kastike masha. Those of you online, you can also join the lifting of the cup, the communion. You can also join. Ibrakata kabarakata, ibaba fatika, ibaba rakata kabaya, ibaba karama shanta kabaya, ibrakata kabaya kata kabaya, ibaba ita kabaya, ibaba rakata kabaya kata kabaya, ibaba lete kibarukutu kabaya, ibaba lete kibarukutu kabaya, ibaba In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Has everyone been served? In Micah chapter 5, verse 7. Micah 5:12. I will destroy your witchcraft, and you will no longer cast spells. 13. I will destroy your carved images and your sacred stones from among you, that's in the house. You will no longer bow down to the work of your hands. I will uproot from among you your Asherah poles and demolish your cities. I will take vengeance in anger and wrath upon the nations that have not obeyed me. Amen.
Amen.
From verse 9, let me go back to 9. Your hand will be lifted up in triumph over your enemies. Amen. And all your foes will be destroyed.
Amen.
In that day, declares the Lord, I will destroy your horses from among you and demolish your chariots. I will destroy the cities of your land and tear down all your strongholds. Say, by the lifting of this cup.
By the lifting of this cup.
Let every stronghold.
Let every stronghold.
Witchcraft stronghold.
Witchcraft stronghold.
In this house.
In this house.
And among us.
And among us.
Every witchcraft stronghold.
Every witchcraft stronghold.
Let this cup.
Let this cup
of the eternal covenant,
of the eternal covenant,
according to the word of God,
destroy it right now.
Destroy, destroy,
destroy,
destroy, destroy, destroy, destroy, destroy, destroy, destroy, destroy, destroy every stronghold of witchcraft, of occultism, of the devil's powers in this house, in this environment. Let the cup of the eternal covenant. Do you know something? Put the cup somewhere. Just put it somewhere. Put it on your chair. We want to pray with prophetic action. And then we pick the cup. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
We set this cup.
We set this
of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal
against
witchcraft stronghold.
Occultic stronghold.
In the house.
In the house.
In the house.
In the house.
In this environment.
In the house.
In this environment.
We set the cup
of the eternal covenant
against the prince.
The prince of Persia in the house
powers
that block
that withhold
blessings
that should come to us.
We
set the cup
of the eternal covenant
against them
in this house,
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 in this house.
Let the cup
of the eternal covenant
destroy their stronghold,
the stronghold
of witchcraft,
of occultism,
of any power
of the prince
and princess
of Persia
that block
every blessing
in this house.
We set the cup against them.
We set the cup against them.
We destroy
their stronghold in the house. Yes, we destroy their stronghold.
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 We destroy, we destroy,
we destroy their stronghold.
We destroy, we destroy,
we destroy, we destroy,
we destroy,
we destroy,
we destroy,
we destroy,
we destroy their stronghold.
We destroy.
Amen. Say, so we shut down
their gateways.
And doorways
into this house.
We shut down. Their doorways and their gateways into this house. We shut down. By lifting this cup, we shut down their doorways and their gateways. We shut down. By blood and by In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Finally,
any altar.
Any covenant,
any foundation
that is empowering them. Let the eternal cup of the eternal covenant swallow those altars in the house. In Jesus' name, amen. By faith.
We secure the house.
Every dream in this house, every destiny in this house, every promise that has been made in this house, every promise that has been made in this house, every marriage in this house, every husband of this house, every wife of this house, every child of this house, every partner to this house, every destiny helper to this house. this house. Every finances of this house. Every company of this house. Every business of this house. Every promotion of this house. Every promotion of this house. Every position of this house. We secure in the cup of the eternal covenant. We secure, we secure. We secure, we secure. We secure, we secure. Every soul, every member of this house, we secure, we secure. Every couple, every marriage, every family, we secure, we secure. We secure, we secure. Every company, we secure, we secure. Every contract, every business, every job, every work, we secure, we secure. Every star in the house, we secure, we secure. We secure, we secure. We secure, we secure. In the eternal covenant. In the name of God the Father. God the Son.
In the name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
The name of God, the Holy Spirit.
Say by faith.
By faith.
I receive.
The broken body.
Pick it now. Fast. We are going right now. Say by faith. I receive the broken body. I eat. This is the broken body of the eternal covenant. Let every declaration go into action right now. Holy Ghost, bring it right now.
Bring
it to pass right now. Every declaration we have made, let it begin to happen right now. Let testimony come forth. Let there be tangible miracles, tangible testimonies. Holy Ghost, manifest it. In this house, immediately, right now, as we eat the broken body of the eternal covenant, by faith, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy, shall we eat together right now? Those
who are
online, you can do the same. Say by faith.
By faith.
We lift the cup.
We lift the cup.
Of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
We drink this cup.
We drink this cup.
For immediate manifestation.
For immediate manifestation.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Go into action right now.
Go into action right now.
As we drink this cup.
As we drink this cup.
Go into action right now.
Go into action right now.
It is your responsibility.
It is your responsibility.
It is your responsibility.
It is your responsibility.
To manifest it.
To manifest it.
To manifest it.
To manifest
it. To bring it alive.
To bring it alive.
Every declaration we have
every
made.
Declaration we have
by
made.
Faith.
By faith.
As we place upon
as
ourselves.
The seal
of this declaration, by faith,
we
receive and drink the cup
of
the eternal covenant. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, shall we drink it right now? Know what to do. Revelation chapter 7, verse 3. Let's begin to thank the Lord right now. Wherever you find yourself, manifestation will take place. Ila barakata kamayanda. Ashekelebo karandoskata. Laba karabasokoto kamaya. Let's thank the Lord right now. Let's bless the Lord right now. I will bless the Lord. Oh my soul. And all that is within me. Holy name. I will bless the Lord.
Holy name, He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy, holy name.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.